This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jamie Yuccas, bottom of the hour. The market, I think at one point, was up 1,400 points early.
It's a good early outcome. It's kind of like the Twins on Sunday.
Yes.
Up 7-1,
yep.
Second inning. They had already knocked out the starter.
Yep.
It was 7-1 in the fourth. This was over.
Yeah, another good performance by the ball club last night. Now we're down 200. And Stephen Miller's on. Fox, I know a lot of us really believe in Stephen Miller. So I think the market was banking on some sort of announcement today. Hey, we've reached a deal with these four or five countries. And knowing that they've built in a lot of negativity, but that the White House might give them a reason to feel a little bit better. Well, as the day has been moving along, the market is saying this is not what we want to hear. So, yeah, this is better than Thursday and Friday. But if our barometer is better than two of the worst back-to-back days ever, that's not good. Jaron Duran is an outfielder for the Red Sox. And he had a very good year last year, Dave. The time we talked about him is when he offered up a disgusting homophobic slur to fans.
Yeah, he was at the plate and getting some razzing, and he didn't like it.
Well, there is a 8-part doc on the Red Sox. The clubhouse, a year with the Red Sox, and they're now available. And The Athletic had one of the first looks at it. And a lot of times these are really well done, and you don't have to be a passionate fan of the sport. It's more of a kind of a human study. And this one has really stood out because Jaron Duran discusses his mental health in the fourth episode. And he describes his mental anguish to the point where he acknowledges he attempted suicide. This is a well-known all-star outfielder who is being as candid as possible about an excruciatingly difficult part of his life where he wanted to end it. He was asked about the doc in the spring, and he said, you sit back and you look at what Netflix did for Formula One, and I wanted to be a part of that. He's speaking with the media today, I'm assuming kind of normal, before the Red Sox play. And so I don't think we have any further comments today. But the president of the team had this to say, where, again, he's acknowledging how awful life was for him as a player, And we'll get to what caused this, or what part of what he thinks caused it, in a little bit. But he's talking about an attempt to suicide. President Red Sox says this: Jaron's decision to share a story is an act of courage that reaches far beyond baseball. By opening up, he's showing others who may be struggling they're not alone, and that for asking for help isn't just okay, it's essential. Every member of this organization continues to stand with him. He has our deepest admiration. He's always had our full support, and we're incredibly fortunate to have him as part of our team. I want to say that again. I'm going to say this multiple times. If you are someone who is facing incredible challenges, including with your mental health, anywhere near this point, there are so many people out there who want to help you. There are people in your life who want to help you. There are doctors who want to help you. There are people you don't know who want to help you. And probably everybody listening has faced some level of mental health challenges. I've talked about it before. There have been times in my life where I faced some significant challenges. To a point of attempting to end my life? No, I have not. But we read about this constantly. And there are people who I've known, who I knew well, who I thought I knew more about. And I mean, one person I knew pretty damn well, I got to be honest. And a buddy of mine called me and said, so-and-so jumped off a building. And I'm sure we could open up, Dave. There are those stories out there too often, all across this globe. And I want people to reach out for help, because there are people who want to help you. And when you're lowest, it's hard to think about that. It's hard to not be consumed by what has brought you to that level. But there are people who want to help you. And it shows him facing the challenges of being a baseball player. And it shows him facing struggles, and just normal baseball struggles, and shows him getting in a shouting match with fans, and it shows Twitter posts and media clips just obliterating him because he misplayed a couple foul ball, fair balls in the outfield. And he talked about it, and he didn't. His quote is, "I couldn't deal with telling myself how much I sucked every day," because he heard the screaming over and over and over again. And he says off camera, "I didn't want to be here anymore." And when the documentarian says here, as is with the Red Sox, or on Earth, probably both. That was an incredibly tough time for me. He describes sitting in his room and attempting to take his life. And for reasons he says he still doesn't understand, he survived unharmed. He adds, "I took it as a sign I might have to be here for a reason." So that's when I started to look at myself in the mirror. I was like, all right, I do want to be here. Or do I not want to be here? I was like, that happened for a reason. And obviously you're here for a effing reason. So let's F be the way you want to be. Let's play the way you want to be. Let's live the way you want to live. He began writing on his athletic tape before he'd play for inspiration. On my left wrist, this is Duran, Jaron Duran, Red Sox outfielder, talking about how he attempted to kill himself. He was so worn out by all the pressure and all the awful comments towards him. On my left wrist, I wrote, F him. Because it's me telling my demons, F you, you're not going to phase me. I'm at risk, right? Still alive, because I'm still here, and I'm still fighting. I really want to hear from people on this one. I want to hear from folks who want to be unbelievably candid about the incredible mental health challenges they have faced, including near suicide, close to suicide, where you're at now? Did you reach out? Did you figure it out on your own? Was it friends, doctors, therapists, listening to something? Others who may have lost someone because of suicide and how you recover with that. And also our conversation, which we talked about off-air, Dave, about public figures and the anonymity we have in life. And you're Joe5678BJZ on Twitter, and it's not just disagreeing with someone. You're a scumbag. You're the worst. I hope you die. You ruined my life over you didn't catch a touchdown. I lost my fantasy football game. Or you dropped a fly ball. Or you missed a shot. And again, I'm not faulting people for caring about a sport, a team, or caring about a particular policy. And some politicians turn it into a character issue. But more often than not, it's just, this is my belief on size of government or taxing or regulations. And again, care. Be involved, learn. But the onslaught of just verbal and written assaults are just vile and unending. And they're brutal. And they're not always anonymous because, heck, Facebook, which I rarely go to. There are people on there as either a Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. Now, we don't do it, but they got their name on there, and it's just utter disgust. And again, I host a talk show here where I give strong opinions, and I get that you may think I'm good at this, bad, might feel the same about Dave, and I give strong opinions. And I get you're wrong, this and that, but it can get viciously personal here too. For multiple years, I had this guy who was calling me to threaten me to kill me. All the time. And I'm a blip on the radar compared to other people. And some of these folks who offer these comments up, Dave, they're unstable themselves. You know what a lot of them are? The guy you're working next to. The accountant. The lawyer. The guy at the gas station who feel because it's sports or something, that this means more to them, and they can say just these worst of the worst comments with no implications. And it's only amplified by social media.
We put so much pressure on ourselves, whether it's sports or otherwise, I think, in 2025, to be perfect. To not make mistakes, because we know it can happen if you do, and social media has a large part of it. You know, if I think about even when you're young, as a kid, you know, you're a high school kid. You do something stupid in class. You know, drop your lunch on the floor of the cafeteria. Everyone laughs. You feel shame. You blush. And you know what? 2 days later, it's gone. You know?
And it's hard to have that perspective at times.
Yeah. That's impossible now. You know, even for a kid, as a high school kid, 2 days later, are you kidding me? Yeah. Odds are somebody maybe got it on their phone on video. If they didn't, everyone's talking about it. It's gone around the whole school. And for an athlete, you know, Jaren Durant, he's 28 years old.
Yep.
You know, we're talking about a grown adult. You know, how about college kids now?
Yep.
How about college athletes or even down to high school athletes right. who have
so
that
well
kind
covered.
Of. Yes. They're well covered. They are talked about constantly, especially if you are a big name athlete. You know, if you're playing in the NCAA tournament or something. You know, think of Chris Webber right now. If he had called the timeout that they didn't have Fab Four, you know, he was crushed then.
You know, and you're making a lot of good points in sports, but it's not just sport.
Far from it.
Right. The example that has come up of late, which is tied to this, is this rumor about a school in the South, which is Alabama, I forget where now, where somehow out of this completely anonymous tweet, this idea that this girl is dating this guy and also sleeping with the father.
It's ridiculous.
It's horrible. It's horrible, okay? And then it got amplified. It just got amplified by Pat McAfee and others. Any basis truth? Zero. And I'm not going to talk about it anymore, but that's an example. That is just an example to just destroy someone's personal life, to yuck it up, to think it's funny. That's all I'm going to say about it, but I'm going to give you an example that is right now going on where she's not going to college anymore, and God knows how long she's going to be associated with that.
Well, there's a million different examples of things where people, as you said, are just yucking it up, having fun at somebody's expense because it's an easy punching bag for the moment.
And we think, a vicious way.
Yes. And we think,
not in a funny way,
zero about what the impact will have on that actual real person and their lives. And we've seen plenty of people, plenty of stories of adults, teens, kids who have just been taken over by that. It's taken over their lives so much that they've had to end it.
Yeah. And it's not always the person where you'd say, oh, okay, look, this person's troubled. There's someone going in her life. It's like, no, it's a doctor. It's a lawyer. It's just vicious. I want to hear what you want to say. 651-461-9226. What do you want to say in this? A text or a call? Really, openness would be incredibly appreciated because it's not easy to do on topics like this. 651-461-9226.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Before I get to your calls and texts on this very serious topic, we are the home of the Twins. Before this show is done, a pair of tickets to see the Twins take on the Mets next week, right?
Four pack to see the Mets next Tuesday, April 15th, 6:40.
Juan Soto. They were off to a relatively poor start. I honestly don't know if they're any better right now. Got a lot of teams in the National League playing really good, especially in the West. This ball club, not. Twins are playing lousy baseball, linked back to last year. Okay, this is a very serious topic. Let's get to your calls and texts. Sue, thank you so much for listening. Go ahead. You're on WCCO.
Hey, Chad, Dave. I was listening to your conversation as I was driving my car, and I pulled into the park, and very difficult, but wanted to share this with you. When I was 21, I tried to take my life. I'm a grown woman now. I'm 69 years old, and I was hospitalized, and my family told I had suffered from depression. Some of it was trauma and just things I can't really talk to you about now. But anyway, I was laying in the hospital bed, and a Catholic nun came by, and apparently I said to her, "Can I make it to heaven?" And she said, no, dear, you're still alive. And they had told my mom and dad to go home. There was no hope for me. And I woke up, and I have a good life now. I got counseling from a really good therapist that saved my life. And I was able to hold down a job, and my life has been nothing but good. So I just wanted to share that with the listeners that even in your darkest moments, and the day that I went into the bathroom and I took, you know, 25, 35 pills and lay down and hope it ended, I survived. And I have a good life now with kids and grandkids. And even though in your darkest moments, don't give up hope, because I really believe my life was spared. I know my life was spared. So I just really wanted to share that with you. And I can't believe I'm saying this.
Yeah.
On the radio.
I
just wanted to tell you that, Chad.
Yeah, if you can stay here, Sue. I just want to tell you, I can't imagine how happy your family is that you were able to get through something that seemed impossible and had to seem that way for so long, and that you were able to, on your own and then with help of people who were skilled and cared about you, who led you to this place, that 40-some years later that you've lived this great life. And it is so courageous for you to share this story and be an inspiration to others when there are people listening who may feel similar how you felt more than four decades ago.
I've spoken, and every time I see a person, what it's taught me is to have so much empathy, and I try to help anybody that I can. If I see somebody that I can see they're hurt, I will stop and just say hello to them, because sometimes that makes a difference from someone jumping off a bridge. And the best advice my therapist gave me was, do the last chapter of your story hasn't been written. So whatever seems it's happening that's so awful today, maybe in a year from now it's going to be totally different. And on all these years I've hung on to that statement, that the last chapter of your story mm-hmm. has not been written, and that he and my hard work and going to dark places to see where the pain was coming from saved my life, and I'm very grateful for it. And I pulled off my car, I was going to get coffee, and I had to tell my story.
That was very brave
of
you,
Sue. Thank you for your time.
You're still a long way away from that final chapter, too, so keep enjoying your life.
Yeah, and I just want to tell you, Chad, I feel your empathy on the radio. I feel your connection with people. That's how I feel about others. And keep on speaking up and doing those good things, because it really matters, and we all appreciate what you do for others.
Very, very kind, Sue. Thank you so much. Wow. More texts. Chad, 2 years ago, I was in excruciating pain for many months because of misdiagnosis. While I never actually attempted suicide, I thought about it most days. The Mayo Clinic saved my life with the correct diagnosis and surgery, doing well today. But I certainly can see how people get from here to there. I joined late. I may have missed the target of your topic, but I was very suicidal a long time ago after divorce from an unfaithful woman. But I chose to explore help. I'm sure glad I did. My life is great now. Anonymous. Choosing that help, Dave. You know, I think when we're sitting here in a radio studio and people are driving or listening on the podcast, you know, and if they demonstrate empathy, they can, if they have not lived it, they can say, I can only imagine how tough that is. And it's just the truth. And you want to say the right things. You want to be there, whether it's just being in silence, words, comfort, compassion. But unless you are that person living it, you really don't know what that is like.
No, you have no idea, and you can do, as you said, your very best to be there, to comfort, to provide support, but the empathy is hard.
Incredibly hard. And each circumstance is different, and also there is some uniformity for people who've helped others, who have that decency in them, have that skill in them. Maybe it is medicine. Maybe it's just understanding. Like Sue said, that final chapter is still out there. Let's go to Eric, who's called in. Eric, you're on CCO.
Hi. So I only popped in, like I turned on the radio to listen to you for traffic, but when you were talking, I felt the need to call in and listen to you guys for over 30 years. I heard somewhere once that people who have never failed have never really been tested. And, well, I've been tested a lot. I tried drinking myself to death for about 10 years because I felt that was such a failure. Took a few other attempts in there, too. Got scars on my arms and had liver and kidney damage. Most of that's healed up. But and even today, I've been sober over 10 years. I still don't really feel like living. But what has kept me going, what keeps me going, is finding a reason to want to get up another day. For me, it started with my cat will miss me. And then it's
sure
how much it would hurt my family.
Yeah.
And I just kept moving. It didn't start with happy thoughts. It started with ones that weren't unhappy. And I just try to move up to more things that are more worthwhile. It was a long time before my life was anywhere worth doing, worth living. But today, I have a job I love because I kept making those little changes, little steps to move things a little bit more. And I found reasons to make myself angry to get me to convince myself to keep going. If you're angry, it's not happy, but it gives you a purpose.
Yes.
And I just kept moving up farther and farther until I got things that make me happy.
That's fantastic.
I'm a teacher. I actually have a fiance that I love incredibly, and I didn't think I was ever going to be able to have any form of relationship. And it was just finding one thing every day to make me want to keep going.
Eric,
I figured I'd report.
I'm so glad you're in that position. And like Sue, I can only imagine how difficult it is to share that story. That's nothing compared to how difficult it was. And whatever approach worked for you, considering the position you're in, you deserve tremendous credit. And I hope you keep going in this positive direction, because it sounds like your life is in a very good spot right now, and keep going for a long time.
Thanks.
Thank you. Really, really appreciate the candor from folks. We're terribly late for Jamie, but on a topic like this, it is worth it. We get into a lot of nonsense, but we get into serious topics too. And for people who are willing to share, we are lucky to just be that messenger to let you hear what people are saying. It's 37 past 2 on CCO.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.